I think it's time to move into a meditation and a channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. I invite you to close your eyes. Allow yourself to shift your awareness to your body. What is happening within your body in this moment? Are you settled? Are you comfortable? Are you aware that you are in a very safe place? Within this safe place, you are joined by thousands of ancestors, of the ones you've loved and lost, who are hovering around with you always, actually, not just in this moment, but perhaps in this moment is when we bring our awareness that they are here. Just like Kryon is always here. And in this moment, we now hear the message from Kryon through the voice of Lee.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We always anticipate a beautiful energy. It comes with that which we call channeling. And it's not a mystery to my partner. It was the first thing he felt that literally made the difference of the reality of whether he was doing something correct or incorrect when he started to channel. My partner had no metaphysical background, none whatsoever. So the idea to this engineer and right brain man of sitting in a chair and channeling was the last thing that he wanted to do. But what convinced him was that which is the love, the feeling that went with it, that he realized could be projected even long distance, like we're doing now. Indeed, it is a safe place for you to sit and to listen. And in these times, I'm giving you, especially this month, a series. And the series is about fear. And this particular channel, the second one about fear, is going to be very esoteric. In fact, it might not even be a fear you know is there. We'll talk about that in a moment. You might wonder, does the channeler see things while he channels? And the answer is no. He feels energy, and the feeling of the energy literally projects an intuitive sight. Now, this is a difficult concept. Imagine shutting your eyes and having a vision. Are you seeing or not? Perhaps it's your mind's eye. It's the kind of thing we do and will do later in the Circle of 12. There is a lot more to seeing than sight. So the answer to the question is that my partner sees things and feels things while he channels that we wish to project to him. And all of the things that he sees or feels in the visions he has while he channels, even right now, is the benevolence of the Creator. The love between the souls that you think perhaps are not even there. The connection between you and another one, and another one, and another one. My partner sees a wholeness that is not obvious to any of you. The wholeness of many souls coming together as one, even though they don't understand it or realize it. The Circle of 12 starts to become more like a family. But what he sees right now is the fact that most of you, listening right now and watching in this program right now, are old souls. The channeling portion of the Circle of 12 is distributed later for free. As I've told my partner many times, the channelings should all be for free and available to the world. This is no exception. And so there will be those later who will listen to this that may or may not have the attributes of those who are listening live at the moment. Because those who are listening to the Circle of 12 have given intent to be here because they're interested. And in that interest, I tell you, it means you're an old soul. Try and define an old soul for us. It's an easy concept. You've been here before many times. An old soul is one who has been here again and again and again and again. We speak of past lives. We speak of the cycle of life and that which we have called expressions before. Your soul comes in many times. It acts out, you might say, various parts on the earth, so it collects wisdom, many roles, many races. You experience great things. You experience perhaps challenging things. But in the end, as you watch me today, old soul, you have inside you a collection of wisdom based on who you've been, where you've been, and how long you've been here. You may not feel that all of that wisdom collectively lays upon you, but it does. Part of the 2012 energy is that which is discovery. Discovering more of who you are. I've said it before, you open a door and you find that which you always were that you didn't know. You open a door and find that you are much larger than you thought. In a very good way, that there is a spiritual attribute, not a religious attribute, a spiritual attribute in every cell, that you're part of creation. You're part of all that is on the earth. There is no separation between you and the rocks, the trees, the flowers, the insects, and the animals. That you are part of a family of life, much more magnificent. That there are tools for you should you awaken to this truth, and the tools are longer life, healing your body, safety, the erasing of fear from your body, getting rid of the anxiety of the things that bother you, that make you wake up in the middle of the night. I'm telling you the truth. The fear that I'm going to tell you about, obscure it is, exceptionally real it is. It's the fear of enlightenment. I have spoken of this many times. If you have not heard it before, let me give you the scenario. Old soul, you have been here so many times. And because you're an old soul, you have graduated perhaps many, many eons ago, into wisdom. You have started to ask the questions that are only being asked right now by many. You awakened to a grander truth, perhaps lifetimes ago. The grander truth, is there more than I've been told about my spirituality or about the creative source, which you call God? Is there more than I've been told? Am I part of it? Can I participate in it in beautiful ways? And as soon as you opened your mouth and asked that question to anybody but yourself in a very old energy, lifetimes ago, you were persecuted for it. Some of the things that you do every single day in your meditations and your expectations would have had you burned at the stake many lifetimes ago. What I'm going to tell you next is that some of you suffered because you awakened to a grander truth. Many of you suffered. Both genders, if you decided to even question that which you were told, might not be the truth, maybe there was more to it. You know what I'm talking about. Things did not go well for you. These are the attributes, the imprints, the programs that you carry. For some, you may be a magnificent old soul, one who has participated all the way back to Lemuria, and yet you'd never watch a program like this. You're what I call a closet lightworker, and you're not going to come out because there's something in you that sounds an alarm every single time the choice is there. Is there more than I was taught? Should I believe this? I'd like to look at all of the astrology aspects that are happening in January, and some of them are amazing. I'd like to look at all the aspects, again, that happened December, because some of them were amazing. I'd like to learn more about what they meant. You say that casually, and someone will nod their head. This sounds good. Those very things would be imprisonable. So you don't do them. You don't even come close. You don't want to even look. Somebody hands you a metaphysical book, no thank you. Even though you have all the tools and the equipment and you actually know more than you're telling anyone, fear of enlightenment keeps you from this information. I'll tell you something. Many of you watching this program right now are married to them. Those who would not want to participate in this program, wonderful human beings, that's why you married them. And you could see in them the beauty of God, but they won't participate in anything you're interested in. That is a closet lightworker. Fear of enlightenment keeps even those who are aware of the old soulness, it keeps you away from completing even the circle of 12. You go to the mist, and you don't want to go further. And there are many. Or you go to the mist, and you say, okay, I'll go, and you fall asleep. This is your body saying, old soul, well, I've been there, it might be dangerous. I will just sleep through it. This is why I have said many times in the circle of 12, at that point that you go across the bridge, stay awake. And give affirmations. This is safe. This is for me. I want to know more about myself. There's no danger here. And there is not. There's only love. It's interesting what people are afraid of, or perhaps what you've been told to be afraid of by others who don't know what you're doing. Going across the bridge, well, they're going to capture your soul, you know. You probably have heard that. Well, if you do what you're told, it's some kind of a cult, a sect, and you're going to be then captured and part of something you don't want to, and it's mind control. You've heard that? It's exactly the opposite. When you go into that mist, it's expansive. You get to see more than you've ever seen before. You get to know more about yourself than you ever knew was possible. You get to see the grandeur, the magnificence. You start to drop the fear, and you come back better balanced. And that is the key. People should see this within you, dear ones, that the more time you spend learning about yourself, the more you relax into your culture, into your family, into yourself, to the point where others in your family would come to you and say, I don't know what you're into, but I like it. Because they see you relax in so many different ways. That's what happens when you cross in to that place. But there are so many who are afraid. A fear of enlightenment will keep people from experiencing the beauty of who they are. Now, this is where we say how to get out of that fear. It's not needed for you to change any more than you want to. And this is important, dear ones. You have free choice. Honor your own feelings. Some of you may want to know more. Some of you may want to even share this information with those you believe really are closet lightworkers so that they understand a little more. The invitation is there, but there are no shoulds here. We just tell you this so you could recognize it in yourself and say, aha, I knew it. There's something keeping me from that next step. Not anymore. And you could even say these words. All of these memories are gone. They're not pertinent today. They're not magnificent for me today. And so they will no longer control my life. Simple. That's the power of the old soul. And so it is.